Before I dive into this episode of the podcast, I want to preface what I want this podcast to be about going forward and what you as the audience can expect from me. The way I see each episode unfolding is me taking a specific look at some aspect of SaaS growth, SaaS sales, SaaS marketing, or the intersection of one of all three of those. Each podcast will be accompanied by a blog post where there will be specific examples that you can reference later. So if you don't catch everything on the podcast, don't really worry about it. There will be those notes at the bottom below. And so without further ado, let's dive into our first episode. So today, the topic we're going to be tackling is how to build an outbound cold email sales process that you can replicate across multiple different data sheets to consistently drive you revenue and fill up that top of funnel pipeline. And so for those of you who don't know, I'm Kemia. I currently run Ghostit. And what Ghostit does is Ghostit automates businesses' online presence. And how we do that is we built our own social scheduler that includes email newsletters and blog posts. So much like a Hootsuite or Buffer with those email newsletters and blog posts. And we actually have writers in-house that create all the content. So once that content's created, we put it into the calendar, it automatically posts. And so to the business, their online presence is continually growing, driving them inbound leads when they can just sit back and run their business. And so that's the core business that I'm running, that I'm working on. So the question is, how did we drive a bunch of top of funnel prospects to then book us trials and meetings? So the first place that we started that you are gonna wanna start as well is find out where your audience is hanging out online. And so for us, we were looking at people who are already in market to make our selling proposition pretty easy. And so we looked on job boards like AngelList and Indeed to say, we know you're actively in market. What we offer is something that's gonna cost you less. It's gonna cost you less time in terms of management of an actual freelancer or an employee. And it's gonna drive better results because we're actual experts in the service. And so AngelList was a nice little find because AngelList prospects are a little bit more open-minded. And you know that goes for tech industry. They're a little bit more open-minded. But with all that data on AngelList and Indeed, I needed a better way for this data to get sorted. So I went to Upwork and I found a freelancer. And so I made a video of myself actually sourcing those leads to say, here's your instruction manual to the freelancer. Just copy this and I know that you'll do a good job. And the spreadsheet had stuff like first name, last name, company, email, website, and hiring job title. The goal of this outbound sales process was to get our prospect to say yes to a free trial. And our free trial in this case was a blog post, which might sound expensive up front because it, you know, our staff is actually sitting down and writing a blog post based on a specific strategy for that customer. But in the long run, it's actually, the blog post only costs us 1.6% of our customer's lifetime value. So we could definitely afford it if they closed. So the next step in actually creating this campaign, once we have all this data, is sourcing it and putting it into an email software that can send out in batches of, say, in this case, I use Sales Handy, and it was 1 to 200. And so I would send out batches of 50 to 100 to 200, depending on how far that freelancer had gotten. And so my email campaign kind of looked like this. Monday, email 1, Tuesday, email 2, Thursday, email 3, and the following Monday, email 4. And this was a 4-stage email campaign, and this is how the campaign was laid out. On a quick note, the nice thing about Sales Handy is it allows you to upload dynamic fields, which is really important for the actual customization of these templates. And I'm sure you've seen with any mail merge software, it had this included. And so this is how the 4-stage emails were laid out that you can also apply to your business that worked really well for us. Email 1, first name, saw you were hiring a job title on AngelList. And so if that were related to me and I saw this in my inbox, it would look like, Kemia, saw you are hiring a content marketing specialist on AngelList. What I'll do is I'll post the actual email script below so you can read it out, but it basically flows like, first name, I saw you were hiring a content marketing coordinator on AngelList. Then I would post the job posting URL. Have you filled the position yet? If you have, how's that going? And what did you find that other candidates or services didn't have? If you haven't, and then I would launch into the spiel of why Ghostit can save you time and money and why it's a better result. So that was email 1. Email 2 was a re-email to the first email, and it said first name again, that dynamic field. Saw you were hiring a hiring job title on AngelList. This email two just simply restated email one, but much more succinctly. People are busy. They might not have seen it, or they might have glanced over it but didn't have time to respond. And so this is just a nice iteration the day after. Email three was another re-subject line, just to show that it was in their inbox. And this body of the email was just a pure call to action. So it was, hi, first name, when would be a good time to discuss Ghost at running a free trial for Dynamic Field Company on a quick 5-minute phone call? How about next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific? This email actually really surprised me because we got a lot of calls booked on this. And I guess it just kind of boiled down to these people were busy. That quick call to action really outlined an actionable next step for them so that they could act on this instead of saying, ugh, I have to read through this whole email. I don't really feel like it. This gave them a nice alternative. Email four was a should I stay or should I go email. So the purpose of this email is you don't want to waste any more of these people's time, and you also don't want to waste your own time. You want to get straight to the point. So the body of this email read, I don't want to waste any more of your time, but I've sent you a few emails, so let me know if you are interested or should I move on. Here's exactly how we can create value for your organization, and just lay out exactly how you can help them with a call to action at the bottom. After all these emails have gone out, each email response I would add to our CRM, and we're using Pipedrive, which has a really nice vertical layout of the columns. And so how I actually laid out our deal stage was emails 1, 2, 3, and 4. And so this allowed me to say, okay, if anyone has responded to email 1, I'm going to put them in the email 1 column and then nurture them down to a meeting or call booked, and then put them on a trial and then trial sent. And so if they respond to me to email 4, I would put them in the email 4 column and again nurture them down the pipeline. But the columns that I laid out was email 1, 2, 3, and 4. The next column or value in our pipeline was prices and details. The next one was meeting slash call booked. The next one was on trial. The next one was trial sent. And the final column was waiting for pay. And so the reason why I have on trial and trial sent is because we're actually creating content. And so there's a difference between them agreeing to the trial and us actually sending out that unit for them to evaluate. So let's examine the results of this. We ended up with a 3 to 8% response rate per batch. The problem with a response rate alone is you really have to pay attention to how they're responding. If they're responding no, that's still a response. So you just have to be aware of that. The overall results of this campaign, we sent out around 1,000 emails. We booked 81 interested prospects with an average deal size of $500. And at the end, just looking at our pipeline, this generated us, in terms of pipeline size over 3 weeks, $51,078. Of course, not all of that closed, but that resulted in around a 25% interested prospect to trial booking, and these trials are still closing. So overall, a pretty good result. I'll accompany this podcast with a blog post. So if you just go to khamidi.com, you'll find the related blog post where you can actually see how I laid out this process. And hopefully you can find value in this. This process really isn't complicated. You can definitely replicate this for your own company. And it's really not challenging. I would say the hardest part in implementing this is finding out where your customers are. So just have a look around and then don't be afraid to outsource the grunt work to someone on Upwork or some virtual assistant, because really that's where all the time goes into. And that's not where you as the sales executive, sales op, founder, whatever your position is, that's not where you should be spending time. You shouldn't be doing data entry. You should actually be nurturing deals down the pipeline so you can really create value. On a final note, I want to give a very special thank you to Dale Hughes, my good friend, who has created the intro and the outro music. It sounds amazing and it works really well with the podcast. So again, Dale, thank you so much. If you have any other questions or topics you'd like to see covered, I'd be more than happy to answer those on a similar podcast accompanied by a blog post. So again, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you guys in the next episode.